Today's shiur is Daf Mem Aleph, and we're going to begin on Daf Mem on the base, three lines from the bottom. Vama Rava, Kavina Bei Rav Huna, and we learned in the yeshiva Rav Huna, in Boilon, the following question was asked. Ba Bei Rav the Yosef Batanesa B'Malei Shabso, if Talmud Chochem is sitting in a fast on Erev Shabbos, Ma'alei Shlumei, does he finish the fast or not? Because since it's Shabbos, as we're going to learn in today's shiur, there's a concern that we don't want him to come to Shabbos in a state of fasting. So Shemesh Shmuel explains, why would a person go out of his way to fast on Friday? As we're going to learn in today's shiur, fasting on Friday only leads itself to issues when you should stop to fast. Fast a different day. So he says that Talmidei Chachamim, in preparation for Shabbos, used to fast. Before they came to Shabbos, they wanted to do tshuva, they wanted to do a cheshbon nefesh and make sure that they were in the right madrega. But I saw another beautiful verse from the Or Sameach. In the Jewish calendar, in our calendar, that we're not mekadosh anymore through Riyah, through the witnesses, the only fast that could come out on Friday is Asar B'Teves. So the question is, what our Gemara pick a case where somebody was fasting on Friday because he just chose to fast on Friday? Why did the Gemara just ask? If somebody's fasting a Asar B'Teves on Friday, when can he eat? So the Ratzmech says the following. He quotes an Avudram. The Avudram says that although all fasts, if they come out on Shabbos, if the date of the fast comes out on Shabbos, we're doich the fast till after Shabbos. If Asar B'Teves could come out on Shabbos, in our calendar it can't come out. But if Asar B'Teves could come out on Shabbos, we would have to fast it on Shabbos. He says why? He says because Reb Chaim Brisker says this. Because the pasuk that talks about it says, Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh, on this very day. So Asar B'Teves, even if it was on Shabbos, we'd have to fast on Shabbos. And Reb Chaim Brisker has a Gevalda Geraya. He says the pasuk says that all the tzoymos, all the taneisim, when Mashiach comes, will become Yom Tovim. So the pasuk calls all the taneisim by the month. It says tzoym ha'asiri, tzoym ha'chamishi, when it talks about Tisha B'Av, when it talks about tzoym ha'asiri, not tzoym ha'chamishi, when it talks about Shavas B'Tamiz. But Asar B'Teves is called tzoym ha'asiri. It's not just by the month, it's by the day. That day is a set day. No matter what, you have to fast on the Asar B'Teves, even if it comes out on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yonasan Eipshit says why. He says because the year where the first Asar B'Teves, when they started the siege around Yerushalayim, Asar B'Teves was actually on Shabbos. So that's why Chazal said that even if in later years it'll come out on Shabbos, you should continue fasting on Shabbos. So Chasam Sofer explains, since this was the beginning of the Tzoras, when they laid siege on Yerushalayim, so the date is of great significance, and even if it's on Shabbos, you have to fast on Shabbos. So that's what Asumach says. The Gemara couldn't have asked, what's the halach of Asar B'Teves on Friday? Do you finish the fast? Of course you finish the fast. If you fast on Shabbos, you should certainly finish the fast on Friday. That's why the Gemara had to, and other fast can't come out on Friday. So the Gemara had to choose a case where somebody just was Mekabel Tainus that he's going to fast. Does he finish the fast on that? Asal Kameid Rav Yehuda. So he came to Rav Yehuda with the Shaila, Lo'yhava B'yoda. He wasn't able to answer it. Omer Rabbis, Rabbis says, Nechsi Anon. Let's try to analyze it ourselves. The Tanya, Tesbav Shechalis B'Shabbos. If Tishbav comes out on Shabbos, V'kein Erev Tishbav Shechalis B'Shabbos. If Erev Tishbav comes out on Shabbos, Oichel V'Shoysa Kol Tzorchoi, he eats as much as he needs to, or Malal Shulchanoi, and he puts on his table, Afilu Kusuda Shloim B'Shatoi. So Rashi explains Kusuda Shloim B'Shatoi, because we know that Shloim's life had a number of cycles. First he was a melech, and then he was a hedjoit. He wasn't a melech, and then he wasn't a melech again. So the Gemara wants to show that you could eat a nice meal. It talks about when Shlomo Melech was king. He had such great banquets, and such a banquet could be eaten if Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos. So we don't hold today's Tisha B'Av, we hold it tomorrow. I saw a very interesting thing by the Mefarshim. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Nechse Anan, the Tanya. The Rav is quoting a Braisa. It's very rare that a Braisa, when the Gemara quotes a Braisa, begins with the words Nechse Anan. I'm a Rav, the Tanya, we learnt in a Braisa. Why does it say Nechse Anan? The klal is, whenever the Gemara quotes a braisa, that we're not going to paskin that way, the Gemara uses the word nechsanan. And as we're going to learn, we don't paskin like this braisa. Continues the Gemara. Chali is Tisha B'av Erev Shabbos. But if Tisha B'av comes out on Friday, and again, in our calendar, that's impossible. Tisha B'av can never be on a Friday. But Chali is Tisha B'av Erev Shabbos. Mevi'im like Kebeya V'oichel. He eats an egg right before Shabbos. Kedei Shloikanis L'Shabbos Kishmuna. He shouldn't enter Shabbos when he's hungry. And Tanya Rabbi Huda. We once sitting by Rabbi Kiva. The Tishvav Shechali is by Rabbi Shabbos. Tishvav was on Friday. The Viloi Bei Mugugalis. They brought him a Bei Mugugalis, a soft boiled egg. That's why it's called a round egg, because you could spin it to see if it's already cooked enough. The Gomai Beloi Melech, and he swallowed it with any salt. Veloi Shayu Tavlo. Not that he was really hungry. Elaharis Talmidim Halocha. He wanted to show the Talmidim the Halocha. That the halacha is that you fast, that you don't fast into Shabbos. Rav Yosi Amar, Mesana Mashlam, that you do finish the fast. Now, Tosfos points out that the Gemara says here, Amalam Rav Yosi, that Rav Yosi says, Eimaydimli, the Tishvav Shechalius Bech B'Shabbos, if Tishvav comes out on Sunday, Shemach Sigmund Pai Joim, that you have to finish, you have to stop eating while it's still day. Now Tosfos asks, why do you have to stop eating till day? Tisha B'av doesn't begin till night. She should be able to eat till Bein Hashmashos. So Tosfos says that Rabbi Yosi is the man, the Omer, that holds that Bein Hashmashos is keherifying, that the whole Bein Hashmashos is 1 second. Zeh Yoytzer Zeh Nechnas. One day is over and the new day begins. So he can't allow you to eat during Bein Hashmashos, because Bein Hashmashos is a very touchy, it's very dangerous, you may be coming tired in Tisha B'av. That just has been by joy, you have to start eating, stop eating when it's still Shabbos. So what do you see? That you have to stop eating when it's still Shabbos. So Amalai Aval, they agree. So Amalai Hamsar, Rabbi Yosi takes this point further. Mali Lekonis B'Kishmona, Mali Lotzis B'Menekishmona. Just like you have to stop eating when Erev Tisha B'av is on Shabbos, you have to stop eating during the day, the same, and it doesn't bother me that you're going to be hungry on Shabbos. The same thing on Friday, if you're fasting, you have to continue fasting into Shabbos. Amrulai, so they tell him the obvious difference. In Mat Lotzis Meno, if we're talking on Matzoi Shabbos, Shrei Ach V'Shasa Kol Yom Kulai, the whole Shabbos he was eating, like the Gemara said on top of the Amid, he was eating Kesuda Shleim B'Shatai. He was eating these large meals. So since he's eating these large meals, so you tell him to stop eating a couple minutes earlier. It's no big deal. Timer Lekonis B'Kishmuna. What about the Gemara that we started the shiur with? Here we're talking about a person who was fasting all day Friday. And now Shabbos is beginning, and he's very hungry because he didn't eat all day. Taimer, Lekonis B'Kishmu'una, Shloi Ochel V'Shosu Kol Yom Kula, where the person didn't eat all day, so you can't compare the two situations. However, we have to understand Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi made a comparison between Erev Tisha B'Av and Erev Shabbos. And the Gemara's question is very obvious. How can you compare the two? So how does Rabbi Yosi answer that? So Rabbi Yosi says, the one is the Inui on Erev Tisha B'Av. The Inui on Erev Tisha B'Av is that, not that you have to stop eating. Stopping to eat is not a problem because you ate all day. The Inui is that you're in the middle of eating and this man comes and you have to put your fork down and stop eating. That's Inui. So you may be full, but you still had Inui. And in fact, the Chassam Sofer says that's the entire concept of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. The halacha is that you have to add from before Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur. What's pshat? What's the reason for that? He says because since on Yom Kippur the pasuk says v'nisem esnaf shaseichem, should be in pain. What's the pain? That it's Erev Yom Kippur and I'm in the middle of a meal and I have to put down my fork and stop eating. That's called inui. So Amu'ula halach Rabbi Yosi. The halach is like Rabbi Yosi, that if it comes out on Friday, you have to finish the fast. So now, there's an obvious question. The Gemara is passing like Rabbi Yosi, that if you fast Friday, you have to finish the fast. But the Gemara in Tapir Amid quoted Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, when he fasted on Friday, ate an egg before Shabbos, that he shouldn't come into Shabbos while he's fasting. What are we going to do with Rabbi Kiva? So Tosfos Yesharim Tapir Amid says, the reason Rabbi Kiva ate was not because he holds that if you're fasting on Friday, you're supposed to break your fast before Shabbos. The reason Rabbi Akiva Ege is because he was sick. So he was sick, he had to eat. Which I saw a very interesting tshuva from Tzitz Eliezer. We learned just the other week on Gemara that Rabbi Akiva was in prison and they brought him water from the Tilos Yadayim and they made it, they spilled out part of the water and he refused to eat without the Tilos Yadayim. He says, I'd rather die than eat without the Tilos Yadayim. So here we see Rabbi Akiva was so makbid, and yet here we see that Rabbi Akiva is breaking his fast early. It's the same Rabbi Akiva. So I saw so he says three terutzim. One terutzim, he says that since the halacha may be anyway misanu that you stopped the fast, they stopped the fast for Friday, so it's not that he was doing something wrong. Maybe we don't pass him that the way, but it is a legitimate statement in halacha. It's a legitimate shita. That's one pshat. Another pshat is he went out of his way by Netilas Yadayim, that since Netilas Yadayim is a derabbanan, people were mezalzel in Netilas Yadayim, so he wanted to show how important Netilas Yadayim was to him. The other teretz I saw is a very nafkamina halacha. There, when he wasn't washing his hands and he was fasting, he didn't put himself into immediate danger. If he doesn't wash and he doesn't eat, he'll get sick and who knows what could happen. But when he didn't wash, he wasn't putting himself into danger. Here he was a choler right now. And not eating right now goes against what we know the peculiar knafesh is doicha kala taira kula. So that's why he had to eat. Now there's an interesting shaila. Here we're speaking about a person who breaks his fast in the middle of the fast. Rabbi Akiva broke it at the end of the day. What's going to be the halacha if somebody breaks his fast in the middle of the day? Could he get an aliyah? By a tainus. Could he get an aliyah? So the Sharet Zion, the Behetiv, the Mishnah Berurah say that you can't give a person who's not fasting an aliyah on a fast day. Because the only reason we're laning today is because it's a fast day. If he's not fasting, he doesn't deserve an aliyah. The Chassam Sofer says in the Tshuvas that there was 1 year on Tisha B'Av that he was sick and he had to take a drink. And then he started being concerned what's going to be if he comes to the yeshiva, to the shul, for mincha, they're going to give him an aliyah, and he's not fasting. Does he have to tell them? He obviously didn't want to publicize that he wasn't fasting, but is he allowed to get an aliyah? He holds that you're allowed to get an aliyah. What's the machlaikas? The machlaikas is, what is the chiyuv kriya on a tainus? Is the chiyuv kriya because we're fasting, so someone who's not fasting doesn't deserve an aliyah? Or is it because today is like a Shabbos? The Shay is like Yontif, that Chazal said on these days, you have to fast, and you have to lane, that this is a day of Kriya Satara. And therefore, even if you're not fasting, you can get an aliyah. I once saw, I don't remember where, an interesting psak, that if the fast comes out on a Monday or Thursday, so they're laning anyway, just instead of reading the Parashas HaShavua, they're reading Vayichal. So then somebody who's not fasting can get an aliyah. But if the laning, only because it's a fast day, and let's say it's one of the other days of the week, or it's by mincha, then you can't give such a person an aliyah. Vam ula, halacha k'Rav Yosi. The halacha is like Rav Yosi, that somebody who's fasting on Erev Shabbos has to finish the fast. Me'av din k'Rav Yosi, ask the Gemara, do we do that? Reminu, ein gozim tainus tol tzibah brosh v'doshim, v'chanaku v'purim. The Gemara masech the tainus discusses that if this tzaras for Klal Yisrael, for example, there's a drought, a series of fasts are decreed. So the Gemara says, we don't make that you should fast on Rosh Chodesh or on Chanukah and Purim. However, if they already decreed a bunch of days, and it comes after one of the days they said you should fast, is Rosh Chodesh, is Chanukah, is Purim, aim of Sikim, Divrei Gamliel. You continue fasting on those days. Rameh says, Afish Om Rav Gamliel, Eimav Sikin, that you don't stop. Maida Haya Shema Shlimim. That let's say you're fasting on Chanukah, don't finish the day. Break the fast in the middle of the day. Continues the Gemara, V'kein Tishbav Shechalius B'Shabbos. If Tishbav comes out on Friday, you don't finish the fast. So here we see clearly, not like Rabbi Yossi. Furthermore, Tanya, Lach Petirosai, Sher Gamliel, after Gamliel was Nifter, Nichnas Rabbi Yeshua Lahafis Dvarov. Rabbi Yeshua wanted to go against his Psak and say that you do finish the fast. For example, if Tisha B'Av is on Friday. Omed Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Araglav. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri stood up and he said, Chazu Anor, let's see the Bosa Rei Sher Gufa Ozel. The body follows the head. That means if Kol Yomov Shereb Gamliel, as long as Reb Gamliel was alive, Kavanu Halacha Kamaisai, we paskin like him. Achash, Achshav, Atem Vakash Levatel Dvarov, and now that he left the world, you want to just start destroying everything he said? Yeshua, Ein Shoyim Lecha, we're not going to listen to what you said. Shekva Nikva Halacha Reb Gamliel, we're already paskin like Reb Gamliel. V'loi Hay Adam, Shira V'Dvarov Klum, and nobody went against that, so we see that we passed like Reb Gamliel. And Reb Gamliel says that if there's a fast on Friday, we don't finish the fast. Answers the Gemara, B'dayrush Reb Gamliel, Ovid Kir Gamliel. In the time when Reb Gamliel was alive, we passed like Reb Gamliel. But in later generations, B'dayrush Reb Yossi, Ovid Kir Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi's time, we asked like Reb Yossi. And the way the Shach explains the Gemara, Reb Gamliel, if a Tana makes a psak halacha, and he says that psak halacha is forever, unless you are better than God, you can't overturn that psak. But if what the Tana said his psak, he said his psak is only limited for my generation, then the Tanoim of the later generations have the right to overturn that psak. And that's exactly what happened here. Reb Gamliel said that in my generation you don't have to finish the fast if it's on Friday, but that's not that he meant it should be forever. I saw a very nice shot. The Gemara says, "Reisha, basa reisha gufazel." That body goes after the head. It says in the pasuk, "Kisisa es roish b'nei Yisrael." So the Degel Machna Ephraim says like this. He says, "We find a very interesting phenomenon. Let's say a person goes to the doctor, and the doctor checks, examines him, and he says, 'Baruch Hashem, he's healthy. His hands, his feet, his heart, everything is fine.' But you'll find if that person has a headache, so as in great shape, his hands and his feet, he can't move. He has a strong headache. Why? Because the head is the most important part of the body." So he says, "Kisisa es roish." If we will lift up the roish, if we will give the proper cover in derech eretz to the heads of Klal Yisrael, then Bnei Yisrael, then the rest of the Klal Yisrael will get schlepped mid with the roish, just like our Gemara says that we all follow our gedolim. B'dayrush Reb Yossi, in the time of Reb Yossi, Ovid Kreb Yossi. B'dayrush Reb Gamliel, Ovid Kreb Gamliel. Ask the Gemara, is that true that when Reb Gamliel was alive, we acted like Reb Gamliel, but Tanya. Om Reb Elazar bet Tzadik, Ani b'bnei Sana ben Binyamin. I am from the children of Sana ben Binyamin. Pamachat chal Tishbav liyas b'Shabbos. Tishbav came out on Shabbos, and we know, as we said earlier, that Tishbav was on Shabbos, v'dechinu l'achas Shabbos. See, we have to fast on Sunday, which is Yud Baav. V'sanina bo, and we fasted on Sunday. V'loy shlum lanu, but we did not finish the fast. Mnei shiyontif shalon hoya, because it was a yontif. What was the yontif? When Klal Yisrael came to build the base of Migdash Sheni, most of Klal Yisrael did not come to Eretz Yisrael, and they had a financial situation. They didn't have enough wood for the base of Migdash. 9 families stood up and volunteered and donated wood, and they gave it 9 different days of the year. Those 9 days became Yom Tovim for those families. One family, the family of Sanov ben Binyamin, gave wood for Yud Ba'av. So Yud Ba'av was their Yontif. It was a real Yontif. But he says that even, and now they're fasting Yud Ba'av. So he's saying that if Yud Ba'av, we're fasting because Tisha B'Av was pushed off, V'lo Shlamnu, we don't finish the fast. Before we go further in the Gemara, Tosfos makes a very interesting observation. Tosfos said that how could Reb Elazar bet Tzadik say that he was from the family of Sana ben Binyamin? We know that Reb Elazar bet Tzadik was a Kohen. Sana ben Binyamin is the Shevet Binyamin. So Tosfos says that his mother was from Sana ben Binyamin, or he was a son-in-law in that family. Taisa says two pshatim. So the paiskim, the chsam seifa, the ksav seifa, take out from this taisvis that a person has to obviously follow his mother's family's minhagim also. You follow your father's minhagim, if there's a stira between your father's minhagim and your mother's minhagim, you go with your father's minhagim. But if there's no contradiction, the chsam seifa and the ksav seifa say you should follow your mother's minhagim. What do you call it? Ramosha has a tshuva, where somebody asked him the shaila, that his father's family wasn't machmer in something, but his mother's family was machmer in something. Should he follow his mother's minik? So he says that you shouldn't follow your mother's minik. And he writes in the tshuva, my son Reb David asked me, what am I going to do with this taisvis? So taisvis, Reb Moshe says, you have to look at the last words of taisvis. He says, v'hayimam b'siyatam. He doesn't have to follow the Imanhagim. But since he was part of the family and the rest of the family was holding Yontif, he also held Yontif. But the Chasam Soifer Ksav Soifer say that you held it as a Yontif. But there's another Halach L'maisa from here. The Halach L'maisa here is, when Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik was alive, the Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed. So the Yontif of bringing the word is not really that meaningful. Still, since it was a Yontif, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, they continued to celebrate the Yontif. From there they bring out Baloch Lamaisa. Let's say some Rechmon Tzlon is sitting Shiva Ere Pesach, and it's ready after Chatzos. So Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, after Chatzos Ere Pesach was a Yontif. That's when they brought the Karm Pesach. So even now, where we don't bring the Karm Pesach, so it's still a Yontif, and you can get it from Shiva, some place can say, after Chatzos and Ere Pesach, because since it was once a Yontif. Now let's go back to the Gemara. Time of the Yontif. Why did Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik not finish the fast? Because it was Yontif, her Erev Yontif. But let's say on Erev Yontif, Mashlimim, he would have finished the fast. So you see that you are mashed on the fast. How does Rabbi Gamliel say that you don't finish the fast? Now the Michtz Chinuch asks a gewaldige kasha. He says, how could you compare the question that we're speaking about to the situation of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, son of Ben Binyamin? Son of Ben Yamin, when is the Yontif? The Yontif is Yudav. What's the Yontif to commemorate? The Yontif to commemorate is the carbon that they brought in the Beis HaMikdash. When a carbon is brought? By day. So there's no reason that you can't fast the night before. Shabbos, on the other hand, when does Shabbos begin? Shabbos begins Friday night. So perhaps Shabbos is different. Michtz Chinuch asked this question, he doesn't say an answer. The Machzav Avram, the Shalmeshev say that the Yontif wasn't because of the carbon. The Yontif was the celebration that we could do something for Hashem. And that is like every other Yontif that begins at night, like Shabbos begins at night. Amr Ravina, Shani Yontif, you can't ask the question for a different reason. Because there, the Yontif is not a Yontif Midaraisa. Shani Yontif Shodavreim, there it's talking about a Yontif Midrabbonon. So there, the Aloch is, Mitarshim Sanim B'Shos, even when the Yontif, on the day of the Yontif you can fast, what's the proof? Because if Tisha B'Av is faster than Yud B'Av, we fast part of it. That's why Mishlim by Arvius, you fast even the night before, you go all the way, you begin already from the night before. Shabbos, however, Hoyavis Ambashos, since Shabbos you can never fast, maybe a Mishlim by Arvius, you don't continue fasting into the night. Amma, Rabbi Yosef said, Lo Shmila HaShmatza. Rabbi Yosef said, I never heard this Gemara. Amma Abaya, so as we know many times in Shas, Rabbi Yosef forgot his learning, and Abaya attempts to remind him, at Amrit Nalan, you're the one that told to us via Har Amrit Nalan, and you said it regarding this day. The halacha is, Ein Goyz Jintanis Lot Sivir Rosh Chodashim. We're now going to make a fast on Rosh Chodesh, Vamalin, Amr Rav Yudas, Amr Rav, Zu Divir Ameish, Amr Shemar Gamliel, Avacham Ramim, Mis'anim, or Mashlim, that you are finishing the fast. My love, Akula, that in all situations, even on Erev Shabbos, Tisha B'Av Shechal is Erev Shabbos, you should finish the fast. So it says, Loi, a Chanukah Purim. When do I say you finish the fast? Regarding Chanukah Purim. But if the fast is Erev Shabbos, perhaps I'll hold that you don't finish the fast. Hachnam Mistabra, that he was only talking about Chanukah Purim. Ditzakadatach Akula, if you're going to say that he wasn't only talking about Chanukah Purim, he was also talking about Erev Shabbos. Habar Minei Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda. Who was the one that Rabbi asked the Shaila that began the Shia with? He asked Rabbi Yehuda. V'loi Pashat Lo. And he couldn't answer it. But if this is Pshat that Rabbi Yehuda says that Yemasan or Mashlim, why couldn't he answer Rabbi Shaila? It must be that he wasn't talking about Erev Shabbos, he was only talking about Chanukah Purim. Furthermore, says the Gemara, that's not a proof. The halach is that you're fasting on Friday, you finish the fast. How could you say that Rav Huna says such a psak? The Masana Mashlam. That if you're fasting on Friday, you finish the fast. We know the Rava asked the question for Rav Huna, and that was the first Gemara we learned that he didn't answer. Why couldn't he answer? We see Rav Huna Paskins, Masana Mashlam. Just what must we say regarding Rav Huna? When Rav When Rava asked Rav Huna the Shaila, Rav Huna did not know yet the Psak. This Gemara that Rav Huna says Masana Mashlam is after he learned from his Rebbe's the Masana Mashlam. So you could say the same thing Rav Yehuda. Hachanami, ha mekam de shama. This that he said Masana Mashlam may even be referring to Friday. I asked if it was referring to Friday, why wasn't he able to answer Rav Shaila? He wasn't able to answer Rav Shaila because Rav didn't yet paskin. He didn't learn this. Halabas Mashama, that it's even Masana Mashlam. So we don't know exactly what Rav Yehuda means when he says Masana Mashlam. Chanukah Purim, he certainly holds Masana Mashlam. Erev Shabbos, I don't know. However, the Gemara says, Halach Lamaisa, Dorash Mazut Mishmed Rav Huna, Halach Masana Mashlim, that you are Mashlam. However, very interesting Taisus. Taisus says, Masana Mashlam im Yirtza. If you want to. You don't have to eat before Shabbos. But if you want to eat before Shabbos, you may. Tosfos Shants disagree to Tosfos. He says, when the Gemara says Masana Mashlim, means you have to finish the fast. And that's the halacha, that if you're fasting on Friday, I'm not talking about a tainus that you makabal on yourself, because if you makabal tainus on yourself, you could say, I'm only makabal it, that I only want to fast till 2 o'clock, to 3 o'clock, to whatever. But let's say it's Sar B'Tavis, it's the only fast day in our calendar that could be on Friday, you have to finish the fast. Now, what is Pshat Masana Mashlim? And that alone, there are 3 days in the Paiskim. Some say it means only till Shkia. Some say it means till you finish davening. So let's say you makabel Shabbos early, and you finished already davening Ma'ariv, then you eat, even though it's not yet Tzeis Kechavim. But the way we paskin is that you have to wait till night, till Tzeis Kechavim. One more thing, Tosfos and Amun Aleph discusses that a Tisha B'Av, there's a difference in Tisha B'Av we saw by that Mishpacha if it was pushed off to Yud Ba'av. Tais says it has relevance to us also Aloch L'maisa. He says if there's a bris meal on Tisha B'Av, so if it's Bismanoi, that means Tisha B'Av is Tisha, they were fasting Tisha B'Av on 9 days of Av, then even the person who's making the bris should not eat until the night. If, however, Tisha B'Av was pushed off and we make a bris on Yud Ba'av, that we are holding for Tisha B'Av because Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos, Tais says that the person who makes the bris, the Baal bris, doesn't have to fast the whole day. Hanukkah become Arvin, Hanukkah become Arvin, Hanukkah become Arvin. We continue discussing Hilchas Erev Tchumim. So as we said, the halacha is on Shabbos, you're not allowed to walk past your Tchum, past your city, 2,000 Amma. If that is a deraisa or derabbanan, we learn to Rekiva holds it's a deraisa, the Chum hold it's a derabbanan. We also discussed if the Tchum of Yud Beis Mill, is that a deraisa? The Yerushalmi says that it is a deraisa. The Bavli doesn't say anything about it. The Rambam and the Rif both paskin that the Tchum of Yud Beis Mill is a deraisa. The Gra, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gra, says that even Yud Beis Mill is not a deraisa. And its proof is because if the Bavli held that way, it should have mentioned it the same way the Yerushalmi mentions it. Then the Shaila is that even the Manda Omrim that hold that Yud Beis Mill is a deraisa, or Rabbi Kiva holds that even a paimam is a deraisa, will that halacha also apply on Yontif? Maybe they'll agree that Yontif is a derabbanan. All the Rishonim say that the same achloikas we have in Shabbos, the same achloikas will apply to Yontif, because Hilchas Erev Tchumim apply to Yontif. The Rambam, a very interesting Rambam, the Rambam says that there's no tchumim midaraisa only by Rosh Hashanah. Very interesting. That even the Manda Omrim that hold that there are tchumim midaraisa, that's only by Rosh Hashanah. But if you're walking in a Carmelis, then you'll never have a situation of a tchum midaraisa. It'll always be only a derabbanan. Most Rishonim argue on the Rambam. There's a very interesting chakira that they ask in the yeshivas. When you come to your tchum, you're not allowed to go further. What's the issa to go further? Is the isser that you're not allowed to go outside your tchum? It's like a tzor that I'm not allowed to carry from here, from a shusyok to a shusrabim, vice versa. Or is the isser leaving where I am? So again, is the isser going where I'm not supposed to, or leaving where I'm not supposed to leave from? Because the pasuk really says both. The pasuk says al yetsa ish mekaymai biyoy mashvi. So it says al yetsa, you're not allowed to go out, but it also says mekaymai, you have to stay in your place. Says the Mishnah. Mishitsu Nochrin. If somebody was taken out by Goyim against his will, a Ruach Ra, Rashi says that he lost his senses for a while. The Rambam said that the same din would apply if he's a shogeg, that let's say he forgot that there's a halacha of tchumim. Ein lo ela dala amis. So if he's now he finds himself outside the tchum, he's limited to the dala amis. Hechziruhu. But now if he was brought back, again, against his will, or not with full knowledge, the halacha is kilo lo yotza. His situation is as if he had never gone out, and he could walk the entire city. However, the Rosh says that even though I'm allowing him to walk the entire city, I only allow him to walk the entire city, but usually the halacha is that person gets the entire city plus 2,000 amah. This person won't get the plus. He'll get the city, but not the plus. What happens if he was put into another city? Or he was put into a deer or sar in a closed area. He could walk that entire enclosed area. Certainly not past that entire area, but he could walk that whole area. He only has Dal Ramas. He can't walk past the Dal Ramas. Now there's a very big machloikus rishonim. When we say that the place they was put was enclosed, a deer or a sahar, or a city, does it have to be enclosed or not? Rashi says it has to be an enclosed area. Just because it's a city or it's a deer or a sahar, if it doesn't have mechitzas around it, if it's not enclosed, you can't. Then even Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Azaria will agree he doesn't have more than Dal Ramas. Tosfos takes Rashi even a step further. Tosfos says that not only does it have to be enclosed, it has to be hukaf ladira. That it has to be enclosed l'shem for dwelling. If it just has a wall, but it wasn't l'shem dira, that wall wouldn't be adequate. The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban says that the Mishnah doesn't mean that it had an enclosure. As long as he's brought into a city, or he's put into a dira, a sar, he could walk the entire area, whether it has walls or not. And the Ramban even takes it a step further, that not only can walk that area, but like we always say, the person gets 70 amis, because that's the Ibur Shalir. Here too, this city will get an Ibur Shalir plus 70 amis. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, paskin like Rashi, that it has to have a wall around it. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that let's say it doesn't have a wall, let's say it has an Erev meaning Tzuras HaPesach around it, a Tzuras HaPesach around it will be enough to be considered that it's enclosed. Continues the Mishnah. Mas Shabam Padar Nosim. The Tanoim were traveling from Padar Nosim, and their boat was in the yam. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holches kula. Rabbi Gamliel and Azariah walked the entire ship. Rabbi Shuv and Rabbi Kiva lezozu medal ramis. They didn't walk past dal ramis. Shirotzu lahachmer latzvam, because they were machmer that if you go past your tchum, you could only walk dal ramis. Another story. They were in a boat erev Shabbos, and they only got to port after Shabbos began. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Ma anu leirid, can we get off the boat? That means, if from before Shabbos, we were more than 2,000 amos away from the port, so we already traveled past our tchum, and we can't get off the boat. Amlem, mutar matem. So he told me, you're allowed to get off the boat. Shekvar yisi mistakel, I was watching, and the Gemara will explain how he was watching. We were in the tchum before Shabbos began, so since we were in the tchum, so we could continue walking the whole city. Tan Rabbanan begins the Gemara. Three things make a person deranged. He goes against what he doesn't act properly. If he is subject to goyim, Ruach Ra, that means he becomes deranged. The Degduke Anius, if he's very poor. So, the Degduke Anius, Pashi Pshat, is that he's very poor. When a person's very poor, when he can't function properly. I saw a very interesting Pshat. Mavir Oysel Dativ Adat's coin is like this. When you see a wealthy person, you ask him, how did you get rich? He says, you know how I got rich? I know how to buy the right stocks. I know what real estate to buy. If you see Chas V'Shalom, a person that's poor, you ask him, Nebuch, what happened? He said, what should I do? This is what Hashem did to me. Here he blames Hashem. When he's rich, he doesn't give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the credit. But I saw another pshat in Dukainius. The Dukainius posh pshat means that he's very poor. Another pshat Dukainius means that he acts in a poor manner. He acts like he's cheap. In other words, if I could say, let's say I'm in a situation where I see that I have to save my money, there's a flood, whatever. So if a person only cares about his own things, he's medagdic on his anias, he's only medagdic on his own poverty, but he's not medagdic on somebody else, he's only worried about his own situation, he's not worried about somebody else. Ask the Gemara, what's nafkamina, if this is the situation? Leboy rachmi alayu, he should daven. So Mepharshim asks, you know, daven, we always have to daven. Not only for these three things, we always have to daven. So I saw a few answers. One teretz I saw is that a person doesn't have to go around thinking all day, who knows what's going to happen. If chas v'shalom something happens, avadi has to daven. These three things, a person are so serious that a person, even if he's baruch shem, not in the matzav of these things, should daven that he should not come to that matzav. Another pshat I saw is that normally on Shabbos a person is not allowed to say tachnunim, but for these three things they're so serious that even on Shabbos you're allowed to say tachnunim. And a third pshat that I saw is that if you know somebody, chas v'shalom, that has one of these situations, you should daven for him. Gimel ain't roing p'nei Gehenim. There are three people that won't go to Gehenim. Elan Dikduke Nis, somebody who's very poor, he already had Gehenim in this world. Choyle Mayim, he has stomach problems. V'rashus. What pshat v'rashus is? Rashi says that he owes a lot of money. Taisa says that Goyim are after him. Others say the tax collectors after him. Somebody has a bad wife. Vidach, who doesn't mention Ishara, mitzvah lagasha, divorce her. Vidach, so Taki's right, divorce her. Zimdik subas meruba, you may have a lot of money that you owe for ksuba, so you can't divorce her. Inam isle bonamina, they have children, so like Muslim lagasha, you can't divorce. Lamai nafkamina, what's nafkamina? Lakabula mahava. So the way Yaakov says like this, these three things will save a person from going to Gehenim. But they'll only save a person from Gehenim if he'll recognize that he's getting his oinish in this world, and he's makabel mahava. If he's not makabel mahava, there is no point. I saw a very interesting pshat from the Slonim Rebbe on this Gemara. He said there was once a Yid who was married, Baruch Hashem, he had a wonderful wife, a wonderful family, and his wife passed away. He was already an older person. He had learned this Gemara that a person who has a bad wife won't have Gehenim. So he figured, you know, I'm an old man, I'll marry a woman who's not so good, and like that I'll save myself from Gehenim. And they told him, there's this Almana, she's Mamish Ishara, you can marry her. He went and he married her, and it was a wonderful, she was great, she was the greatest wife. And he sees that she's a very good wife. So after a while he says, you know, I really have to ask you Mechila, because I really thought you were a very bad person, and I see you're such a wonderful person. She says, I'm a terrible person. She says, you think you're going to go to Gan Eden because of me? She said, that's pshat. He was mekabel mahava. He was ready to take the einish in this world mahava. Since he was ready to take the einish in this world mahava, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a good wife. Shloish shemesim k'shem esaprim. There are three people that die as they're talking. It looks like everything is fine, and really the matzav is not that good. Ve'elahein, chaya cholmayin, again somebody who has stomach problems. V'chaya is somebody in childbirth. V'adroikin is somebody who suffers from dropsy. L'mayin nafkamina, what's nafkamina? L'mishmish v'zavdasa, they should prepare tachrichim. And again, the Yaakov said, it's not the point to prepare the tachrichim. The point is that since these people may die suddenly, they should do tshuva. So we learned. Aram nachan amashmul. Yotzladas, we learned in the Mishnah, if somebody, the halacha is, we didn't learn in the Mishnah, if somebody leaves his tchum on purpose, ein le'ela arba amos, then he can't walk, he only is entitled to dalar amos, as we learned in the previous parak. Ask them Rapshita, obviously, hash the mishit su nachrim, if somebody was taken out by force from his tchum, we just learned in the Mishnah, ein le'ela dalar amos, he's only entitled to dalar amos, yotzladas mibode, Al-Ema Chazladas, that if he comes back, if he leaves his tchum and he comes back on purpose, he's only entitled to Dalar Amis. Ask the Gemara Hanamitanina. That's also explicit in the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, Hichziru Nachrim, if the Goyim bring him back, then the halacha is, Kilo Layotz, as if he never left. Hechziruos. What's the deek? Dafka, because he was brought back. Hu dukilu lo yotze. It's as if he never left. Avalutziyua. If he was taken out, if he was taken out by goyim, v'chaz ladas. If he comes back ladas, ein lo yedal ramis. He doesn't get el dal ramis. Ella ema says the gemara. Yotz ladas. If he left on purpose, v'chziru nachrim. But he was brought back by goyim. Then he only gets Dalar Amis. Ask the Gemara Hanamitanina. That also is an Al Mishnah. Because what was the case of Al Mishnah? The case of Al Mishnah was Hatsu'u v'chsirua. If he was taken out against his will and he was brought back against his will, that's when Kilo Lo Yotza. So what is the Mishnah saying? Hatsu'u v'chsirua. If he was taken out and brought back, then and only then is the Halach Kilo Lo Yotza. Avil Yotza Ladat. If either one was done willingly, either the leaving or the coming back, the halacha is that he doesn't get the city. Answer the Gemara, Madu Taimlut Stadu Ktani. We might have thought that the right way to learn the Mishnah is this way. Mishatsu Nachrim, if Goyim took him out, the Chazal Adas, and then he came back willingly, then the halacha is Ein Lael Dal Ramas, because he came back to the city on his own free will, which he shouldn't have done. Ava Yatzal Adas, but let's say he taka left on his own free will. But now coming back, and since he was brought back against his will, and now he's back in his original city, I would think that he should get more than the Dalaramas. Kamash Milan, that the only way you get more than Dalaramas, if both directions were Shaloi Midas. So now to ask a different shalom from Rabba. The person is outside of his tchum. So now he's not allowed to move. He only gets Dalaramas. But now he has to use the bathroom. Could he continue moving? Amalahem, Godl Kfar Abrius, Shadaicha Loisesa Shabbatayra. We find that the issue of Kfar Abrius is so great that it's Daicha any Loisesa Shabbatayra. Because the halacha is that if a person's Kfar is on the line, then he could be even over alive. So here, certainly, we were dealing with chumim, which are only the rabbanon. If a person has to use the bathroom and he'll be embarrassed that he needs to use the bathroom, then he certainly could go back to the city. Amr Nadoi. So Nadoi says, Ip kuyuchu, if the person is smart, he's coming into the city because he has to use the bathroom, and the place can say it's only gedolim, not for urination, that's not covered abrius. Ayla tchuma, he comes into the tchum. The kivim the all. Once he's in the tchum, he can walk wherever he wants. But the Mishnah Berurah explains like this. Of course, you can't just use this eitzah indiscriminately. That means if the person is in a place that's outside his tchum, over there you can't use the bathroom because it's a public area. So he's allowed to walk in towards his tchum. But if he's walking towards his tchum, he comes to a spot which is private. But he's not yet in his tchum. So you can't say, well, I have to go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom where you are. Why? Because this halacha of God Kvar Abrius, Shadaich Eloisa Seshabatira, doesn't mean it's Hutra. Hutra means that it's Mutter, everything is Mutter. It's only the Chuya. We're only allowed to do the minimum. So if you come into an area that you're, what do you call it, that you could use the facilities privately, you might not have accomplished what you want to accomplish because you're still out of Tchum, then that's not a Heter. Here is a situation where you could pick to go to the right or could pick to go to the left. If I pick to the right, and the place that will be private will be within his tchum, that he's allowed to do. He doesn't have to go to the left. And then once he's in the tchum, he can walk in the whole tchum. There's also a shaila when we say here that kol kfar abrius shadoiches loisa shabatayra. What does that mean? Let's say by doing kfar abrius, you'll have to be doicha two loisa says. Here we only had to be doicha a laugh, a derabonin. The Gemara says even if you have to be doicha one laugh, perhaps kol abrius is bigger. What's going to be the halacha if for kavod abrius you have to be doicha a number of laven? Do we still say the same concept? Because the question again is pshat that kavod abrius supersedes everything, so doesn't make a difference how many laven are on the line? Or is pshat that kavod abrius is a heter, but it's only that much of a heter we're going to give? So if it's only one lav, we'll be mekel. But if it's more than one lav, we wouldn't be mekel.